So I went out, and I jerked open the door, and I stepped out on the front porch, and there were all my daughters. Happy Father's Day! And I didn't get to say anything bad to anybody. And they gave me this Bible, which says Father David Winkle on it. And then there were 100 father jokes for Father's Day. But I had always, I've always wanted a Bible, so I was so glad that they got it.
With your name on it?
But this, the ESV, the English Standard Version, I've always loved. And so this is, I now have one. But the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it is dogma. And despite this truth, it is the church itself that has stopped using Trinitarian language. So what do? The church uses God talk. We can always do that. Just talk about God. You know, just talk about, you know, anybody can talk about God. You don't even have to believe in God to talk about God. You can talk about how you don't believe in God. Just use God language. You don't have to get into that Trinity stuff. The people in the church don't want to use it because it's exclusive. If you say you've got to believe this to be in the group, you've already excluded a bunch of people. Some say it's sexist. It's the Father, it's the Son, it's the Holy Spirit. We've got to update that. You can't. It's a heresy. Don't you just long for the days when you could burn heretics?
Good thing it's
recording. Yeah. Having a barbecue tonight, we found some heretics. Oh. There are some, and I had some in my class in seminary, who wanted to change the language to say Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. And I remember one of our professors saying, if you baptize somebody in the name of the Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, they are not baptized. It's got to be Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because it's not the same. We think of God, the Father. These are job descriptions, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. It's not a name. And I can shoot a hole in it right off the bat just by saying, okay, who's the Creator? Go to Genesis 1:1. God creates. But who moves over the surface of the deep? The Spirit of God. Go to John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through Him. Oh, that's the Son. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are Creator. Well, that shot that one down. We have to use the Trinitarian language, even when it's not politically correct. In using God talk, we confuse people. We confuse our own people. In the midst of my reading trashy stuff this week, I read an article written by Dr. Philip Almond. I don't expect you to know him. He is the professor of history of religious thought at the University of Queensland in Australia. He's a Christian. But he said, despite their differences, Jews, Christians, and Muslims worship the same God. And then he built his argument on, well, they all claim to be descendants of Abraham. So, you know, they need to lay aside all this fighting and bickering. Let's not bicker and argue about who killed who. But, you know, we're all brothers. We all worship the same God. And I hate to tell him, it's a heresy. He's wrong. Because unless these people can say, I believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they are not worshiping the same God you and I worship. There is a huge difference. And another issue in using God talk, as opposed to Trinitarian language, is that it robs us of that unique story, the unique relationship, and the unique language that we have for telling people about our God. It is unique. How are you going to tell people about the love of God in Christ Jesus if you can't tell them about the Son? How are you going to tell them about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit if you don't talk about the Holy Spirit? It's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, I'll tell you a uniquely Asheville story. And you all being Ashevillians will love it. A friend of mine, a Lutheran pastor in town, classmate, said one day he was getting things ready in the church for a midweek Lenten service. And so he's in the narthex. Somebody knocked on the door. So he opens the door, and the guy said, "May I come in and light a candle and pray?" Said, "Sure, come on in. Come on in." So the guy comes in, and the first question he asks is, "What kind of church is this?" And he's got all prepared. He said, "It's a Lutheran church," and was getting ready to tell him about that and to share his faith. And the guy cut him off saying, "Well, it doesn't really matter what kind of church it is." He said, "And it doesn't really matter which God." He said, "I just like to, when I go past a house of worship, to go in and light a candle and reconnect with the divine." Doesn't that sound like Asheville? Any God will do. It doesn't really matter. There are a multitude of people in the world who believe just that. They believe that all religions are pretty much the same. They're all paths. Y'all have heard this one? They're all paths leading up the same mountain to the same destination. Actually, most of those paths are leading down the mountain to the same destination. Any God will not do. There's only one path. There's only one path that leads to the top of the mountain. Only one path that leads to the triune God. Now, if you kept your finger in the Gospel of John, if you go to John 14:6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also." That's the one path. And if we don't communicate that to people, they will not know it. Is it exclusive? Does it exclude people? Yes, it does. But it doesn't mean they're not invited to that path. Is it sexist? Probably. I'm sorry. The Son was a son and was a male. And if Jesus speaks of him as Father, then and there are feminine images of God in Scripture, but we call him Father. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Jesus is the way. We cannot be politically correct to the point that we just use God talk. We have to use the unique language of the Trinity in order to communicate the unique language of salvation. The unique language is Trinitarian. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's only in that unique language that you can convey the unique truth. You know how Father Bill will joke and say, "This is the sermon about relationship. This is the sermon about the relationship." Absolutely. The Holy Trinity is all about relationship. Well, we're in chapter 14, go to verse 23. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. and the Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. God the Father and God the Son are going to come to us, have come to us, and make their home in us. And that's possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. If we continue reading, that becomes very obvious. God is relational. He always has been. Let's go to the very beginning. And I apologize, I have to keep drinking. Those decongestants really dry you out. God is relational, always has been. Genesis 1:1. You probably don't even have to look. You know this by heart. In the beginning, what happened? God created the heavens and the earth. Now here's one of the really cool things if you read the entire creation story. God is talking through the whole thing. And if God is in the process of creating, who is he talking to? Is he talking just like, you know, to narrate so that we would know later when it's written down? The word for God in Hebrew at this point, in the beginning, God, is the word Elohim. You've heard that. Elohim. It's about 450 times in the Old Testament. God is referred to simply as God, Elohim. Here's the cool thing. It's plural. Elohim is plural. Always used with a singular verb, but it's a plural noun. God is a plurality. In the beginning. And especially when you get to verse 23. Now, excuse me, most specifically 26. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Who is he talking to? It was not like a gathering of gods that day. Let's make God in our image. God is relational within himself. God is relational. And by the power of the Holy Spirit within us, we have relationship with the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. Now think about that in relation to the world. Is there anything more beautiful than that? That we, God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He has this relationship within himself and he invites us into it. We are invited to be part of that in relationship with him. There is no other thing in the world like it. No religion, no philosophy, no other God ever spoken of by anybody. Because there is no other God. We are invited into communion with the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But we're not the only ones invited. Everybody's invited. And if we just use God talk, as nice as it is, they're not going to know the uniqueness of Christianity. They're not going to know what is unique about the relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's just going to be some abstract belief in a God. But when you were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you became part of this union. You were set to walk on that one true path up the mountain, that you might experience the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, I cannot explain the Holy Trinity, nor can you. We can't go out into the world and say, let me explain the Trinity to you, and then you'll believe. We cannot explain it, but we can experience it. In relationship. And how do we communicate with that world? We invite them into the relationship. And tell them about the relationship. That they might come to know the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.